With us today is Dr. Jerry Kreet, and he is a co-founder of an apostolate known as Heart, Souls, and Hearts, which is an apostolate founded to help Catholics with their day-to-day struggles with online courses and other materials, including three litanies of the heart that help address common problems with prayer. Dr. Kreet, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
You know, what do you think about what I was just saying in terms of God did not create us to fail?
I love it. I felt like you gave me a great segue with the Sacred Heart.
Well, hot dog.
With these, yeah, and you know, I wrote those litanies, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and counselor, and I was trying to bring in psychological truth, right, discern them, understand them properly, and integrate with the faith. And one of the ways that I thought of was, how do you bring attachment theory, which is this research-based approach to understanding how we attach and connect to others, and how do we bring that to Christ? And so that's where the litany, so the heart came from, is taking our heart, which might be in moments of desolation, right? And so the three litanies are related to the wounded heart, the closed heart, or the fearful heart. How do we walk them through greater intimacy with Christ? And that's where this all kind of came from for me.
Well, that is very important. And as, you know, as I've read, you're a Byzantine Catholic. And so that theology, or the Byzantine approach, which is based in an Orthodox theology, is the theology of glory, which is the transformation of the soul through the grace of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the divine indwelling of grace.
No, exactly. I would love to get into the litanies. Don't approach that directly, but they do kind of eventually kind of get to that place where, you know, we are being transformed into His heart. So we're going from a place of desolation in our own heart to accepting Christ fully, and becoming more and more into His likeness, you know, and our hearts are united, which would speak to that. And that whole idea of theosis, I guess, the whole idea of being transformed.
Absolutely.
At that level.
Yeah, you guys call it theosis, we call it divinization, but it's the same thing. It's to become a sharer in the life of God. You know, people often get confused when we look to St. Irenaeus, and he says, God became man so that men might become gods. And you're thinking, well, you know, unless you're talking right. Thor or Wonder Woman or something, we ain't gods. And the
right.
fact of the matter is, what it means is we become sharers in the divine life, which, again, gives us that strength to face challenges, to overcome challenges, to endure challenges. And, you know, people today, the failure is happening because they think it's all on their own, and there is nothing in our society or really much in our civilization that is saying otherwise that they want to listen to.
Right. But I think it has to start with that beginning in the interior life. I mean, the starting place to me is, Lord, have mercy.
Exactly.
You know, coming with, I'm coming to you, Christ, with the fact that I'm broken right now, and allowing Him to open my heart and allowing me to trust more and more. And most of us think that's a good thing, like intellectually, right? Like, of course, yeah, I want to trust God. Of course, you know, God loves me. But deep in our hearts, that's not always the case, right? Because based on our own brokenness, based on our trauma, based on imperfections and whatever, in being raised and so on. And so we actually have to learn that at a heart level, not just an intellectual level.
And that is quite a challenge. Now, what was your what was the source of founding this apostle of souls and hearts?
Yeah. Well, this was a good friend of mine, Dr. Peter Malinowski, who's a psychologist, and he initially came up with the idea of, like, hey, let's create some kind of resource, an online resource, mental health resource for Catholics. And so I was all excited about it too. And at first it was like, wow, we'll do blogs and we'll post some things on a website. But I think the Lord had other plans. And yes, we do those things. But we started with courses, you know, and how to, we did some basically free courses around, you know, how to find a Catholic therapist or how to help a loved one in distress, or we were doing these kinds of things. And I did one on helping couples overcome pornography if that's in the marriage, or how to discern a vocation. So we were tackling these kind of issues, but what really took off also was the idea of communities. And we have three communities at soulsandhearts.com, and one is Resilient Catholics, which was the first one that started with the pandemic. And it was this idea that, you know, we're disconnected, even if, especially in the pandemic, right, initially, where everyone wasn't, you know, some people weren't even able to go to church. And we were wanting to, like, connect people together in faith, in growth, in resilience, in strength, and so on. And so that took off. And now I have another online community for men called Catholic Journeymen. And it's about helping men overcome pornography or sexual addictions. But more than that, also, like, have stronger relationships, stronger marriages, stronger connections with others, which so many men kind of struggle alone and in isolation. So
we're speaking today with Dr.
Jerry.
I was just going to lead in again. We're speaking with Dr. Jerry Creed about the Souls and Hearts Apostolate and the Litanies of the Heart prayers. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to remind people who we're talking to.
Yeah, no, thank you. Sorry. I was just going to say that it took a life. On a life of its own is all I was going to add.
Okay. Well, and you know, you mentioned these litanies of the heart, and the litanies are, you know, it's basically, you know, an invocation tied in with a petition, you know, pray for us or hear our prayer or different kind of things like this. And you mentioned those three litanies again. Could you repeat those?
Yeah. Basically, there's the litany of the closed heart, which kind of equates to, in psychological attachment theory, like the avoidant or the person who withdraws, right? And so a lot of times, because of our experiences in life, we learn that the best way to handle conflict or anything difficult is to, like, isolate or withdraw away from others. So that's the closed heart. And I think we all do that, right? And
then I'm in the club.
There's also the... Yeah, men, like, I don't know, I've shown these litanies to women and wives, and I say, here are the three litanies, and the wives are invariably going, can you give the closed heart one to my husband? So I do get that, but I think we all, male or female, will close off, will isolate at times. And then the wounded heart, right, is really also speaking to the heart that is anxious, that has been hurt, that is seeking connection, but feels very hurt by it as well. And then there's the fearful heart, which is kind of the one that says, hey, I want connection, but I've been hurt so badly that I'm afraid to connect. And so I think all three speak to all of us at different times in our lives, but for some of us, one is going to speak especially strong.
I think you're absolutely right with that. And in terms of the litanies and these invocations, could you give us a sample? Let's say if we're looking to the closed heart, what are some of the sample invocations that are there for that?
Okay, yeah. So it starts off, like, actually all four of them start off with this, like, a similar pattern.
Okay.
So the first chunk is the response is, Lord, have mercy. And then, and there you're just sort of coming, and I'd have to pull it up, but you're coming with, Lord, you know, I am afraid to connect, you know. I'll pull it up and maybe even read a few in a second. But the response is, Lord, have mercy. And then the second chunk is, open my heart. Because there you're hearing a little bit what Christ wants to do. And the response is, open my heart. And then there is, this is what Christ is doing. And then the response is, hold me in your arms.
Okay.
And then the last one is, I trust in you. So it leads to, like, the process that we go through to be able to connect. It's just not a quick, oh, yeah, I have this problem, so, yeah, I'm going to totally trust in Jesus, because we may not be ready for that initially, right? So it takes a little bit of time.
Well, these sound like, as you mentioned, the process sounds it's very, very Catholic. There's no doubt about that. Have you, one of the things I'm curious about, because this would be great, for instance, as a confessor, You know, when you're talking to people in the confessional or you're counseling people, if you have something similar to these, the one thing, you know, a lot of priests always ask, does this have ecclesiastical approval? Are the litanies approved by the diocesan bishop that they're okay to use among the faithful? I mean, a lot of people don't care about that, but many people do.
Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't go through a process to get, like, I don't know if it's an a priori or what have you. We did do a lot of consultation. So initially consultation with a number of psychologists and other people just from the psychological point of view. Father Boniface Hicks,
yes,
a Benedictine monk, he went through and worked with us and went through the litanies and gave us some advice, gave us some little suggestions here and there, which we definitely took. So he was kind of our guide. He was our spiritual kind of guide in making sure that they were, like, sound from a theological and spiritual perspective.
Well, that's good. But, you know, my point, again, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your work, but I my role, like, in this diocese is a censor, which means if someone wants something to be published with church approval, you know, like ecclesiastical approval at the bottom, then usually someone in the diocese who's a censor, a theologian, reads them. And usually what happens is you send it, the diocese gives the censor 90 days, he reads through it. If there's comments that there's something needs to be changed, they'll send it back to you. If they'll sign off, this is great, you know, it goes back. And then the bishop or the vicar general for each diocese grants what we call the imprimatur, let it be printed. Which means, of course, then, you know, people can hand them out to the confessionals or hand them out after Mass. Because, again, while, as you said, you've done all the due diligence, one of the things is we just, as a church, we want to make sure the faithful know that this is something that is approved by the teaching of the church. And so I would encourage you to do it because everything you've been talking about is definitely inspired and I think very, very helpful for people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for that. We'll definitely get on that.
Well, anyway, today we've been talking with Dr. Jerry Creed about the Souls and Hearts Apostolate and the Litanies of the Heart prayers. Dr. Creed, where can people go to find out more?
Yeah, soulsandhearts.com. That's the main site. And the litanies are available free. Like, there are PDF versions that are free. They're really nice prayer card versions that just ask for donation for covering the cost of making it and delivering it. And then there's actually, you can listen to them and pray along with them. We have audio versions in English and in Spanish. So, and by male voices and female voices, whatever you prefer.
Well, that's great, Doctor. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll link that up at our show notes at sacredheartradio.com. Thank you so much for your great work.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.